Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How much does the way this defense has been able to close out games down the stretch, whether it's Micah's bat down, Taren, what he did, you know, last weekend, that electrifying return, how much does that resonate in confidence throughout the room and throughout the defensive room?
Yeah, I mean, I think just continues to build our confidence as we, you know, make our stretch throughout the rest of the season. You know, understand that, one, we are a good football team. Two, we understand and know how to close games out. We've been there before. We've actually been on both sides of it, to where, you know, we had to learn the hard way, you know, against Arizona. But, you know, you've seen, you know, ever since then, we've been able to grow and find ways to close games out towards the end. So it's just, you know, continue to build our confidence as we go into the stretch.
Yeah, that, I mean, Leslie talked about that. Mike has talked about that. That game seemed to be a huge, like, forget what happened in Kansas City, but that Arizona game seemed to be a huge turning point coming out of that bye week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go into a bye with that kind of taste in your mouth. You know, it gives you a little bit of itch, gives you a little bit of hunger to want to come back and make things right. And so, like I said, I think we learned a lot of lessons from that game. And just continue to get better. Understood that, you know, we could have easily won that game, but we didn't hang our hats. We didn't, you know, put our heads down. We continue to work, and we're here now.
And just the last thing for me is when you look at guys like the receivers that are left in the playoffs, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, what makes it difficult to contain those guys? You've learned all about it, you know, having to defend Diggs in practice, but what makes it difficult? What makes those guys stand out?
I think you gotta, you know, look at their one, obviously they're in the league for a reason, their athleticism, their talent. And you know, two, I think all of them are very smart and intelligent football players, understanding leverages, understanding concepts, understanding their offensive scheme. So, and, you know, three, you look at the quarterbacks that are left in this time, they're all great quarterbacks, you know. And so, you know, you put all those recipes together, you know, you're going to have a good 1-2 punch, 1-2-3 punch. You know, looking at Kansas City, you know, they got 17, you got Hill, Kelce, you know, Edwards, who can run the ball pretty well or really well, really good balance. And so, you look at trying to stop them, you know, it's kind of like, you know, who are you going to key, who are you going to stop? But at the end of the day, you look at how they are winning games and, you know, they're making big plays, explosive plays. And so, you know, that's something that we got to limit. We got to find a way to limit their explosive plays. You know, they're going to make some plays. You know, they're in this spot for a reason, but we just got to limit those. And when the opportunity presents itself, we got to find ways to take the ball away.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan. Good to see you.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, obviously Patrick Mahomes got banged up in that last game. Just how does his status being unknown, how does that affect your preparation this week?
You know, I don't think it affects it. You know, obviously Pat Mahomes is former NFL MVP, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, I just, my personal beliefs, I think he's going to play, but at the end of the day, that's a good football team. You know, they got a good defense, really good special teams, and a good offense, and you saw them be able to close the game out last week against Cleveland without him. So, you know, I don't think it changes the preparation. I think maybe just understanding, you know, the type of quarterback that's in the game, but, you know, I think he's going to play.
Last game in week six, it seems like defensively you guys, you know, you were trying to limit those explosive passing plays like you mentioned, and almost, you know, dare them to run, which they did. How much can you take away from that week six game?
Yeah, a lot. You look at how their plan was to come into the game and how they were trying to attack us. You know, the style of runs that they were coming out with. You know, our plan is a lot different this week. I think when we first, like you said, we first played them, we definitely want to limit the explosives. So we were playing too high the whole game and too high safety the whole game. And, you know, like you said, inviting them to run the ball. So I think we'll be a little bit more aggressive, be able to, you know, show up in the run game, but also be able to get back in their deep passing game.
And lastly for me, Jordan, after the game against the Ravens, you know, a lot of you guys were talking about how, you know, maybe watching TV, some analysts weren't giving you guys a chance and things like that. Just how much do you guys thrive in that underdog role?
I don't think anybody's given us a chance really all year. You know, we, like I said, the guys between these balls, man, we're the ones that matter. You know, we're the ones that believe in ourselves, you know, have the confidence. We're not really worried about, what other people pick, because most of the time those guys are wrong, you know. So we're just worried about us, and at the end of the day we always talk about, you know, it's not about them, they got to come play us. So that's just our mindset.
Thanks, Jordan, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, Sal Mayeron over in Rochester. If I could ask you a non-football question, you know, Star Lotulelei had to make a decision for his family with this COVID thing. How bad do you feel though for him to have missed out on this season and this run you guys have had?
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a personal decision that he had to make. You know, he'd love to have Star here. Star's a really good friend. I've been talking to him throughout the season. I don't know if feel bad is where, you know, obviously you want him to be here to be experiencing this, but you know, we're here, you know, hopefully Star will be back, you know, when he's back, but at the same time, you know, we're here and, you know, that's really what we can focus on. You know, Star's still part of all the guys' lives. You know, we always texting him, talking to him, but you know, what's important is that we're here and we're continuing to work.
And along those same lines, you know, Trey White came close to maybe taking that route. He did not do that. I mean, as great a player as he is, how important was it that Trey decided to come with you guys, because he's obviously a big part of that defense?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think every person's decision was a personal decision. So whether he decided to play or stay, you know, obviously we're happy that he decided to play. But, you know, you can't really hold that against a player just, you know, based off of his personal beliefs or his personal decisions, whether or not he wanted to play or not. So, like I said, we're here now with the guys that decided they wanted to play, and, you know, we're not really looking back.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep.
Hi, Jordan. Tara Lynch here with WETM and Elmira. Thanks so much for your time today.
Tara, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Down here in the Southern Tier, of course, we're very excited for the AFC Championship game as well. I just want to know a big picture question here. What qualities make this team so special and successful in comparison to teams you've been on in the past?
Well, I mean, it's a great group of guys, man. This culture that Sean and Bean brought in here since 2017, you know, just allowing guys to come in and be who they are, be themselves. You know, we're a really close-knit group of guys. We're always talking, hanging out off the field as much as you can. We're not hanging out. Everybody's playing Call of Duty. So we're finding ways to connect off the field, which I always thought, you know, your connection off the field with your guys always transfers over to your success on the field. So, and it's just a resilient group of guys. You know, a bend but don't break style team. You know, they could be driving the ball 99 yards, have it first and goal on the 1 yard line, and we still believe that we're going to get them off the field. So that's just the type of mindset the guys have. Like I said, it's the type of culture that Sean's brought in since he came here, and you know, we want to continue that.
Hey, Jordan, a couple questions for you. The first one might seem a little bit odd, and that is, does Leslie ever yell?
Yeah, I mean, he does. He actually yelled this morning. It wasn't like a yelling. It's not like yelling at you, but more, you know, yelling to get his point across or getting attention, you know. It's a good question.
How does he so how does he command the room, and how much influence, you know, because obviously Sean is a defensive coach as well. How much influence do you feel like he has on the plan every week? Because I think we sort of get when there's a defensive head coach, happens in New England all the time. Is it Belichick's defense or is it Flores? Is it Belichick or Patricia? What's your sense of how things are?
I think that's a question out of my pay grade. but, you know, Frey does a great job, you know, each and every week. I'm sure they're all upstairs. You know, it's not just one guy speaking. And that's one thing that I've noticed with our coaching staff. You know, they take – everybody has the right to say something, has the right to have an idea. And so, you know, I know him and Sean are up there. They're doing a great job game planning us, finding ways to put us in position to be successful. So, I mean, like I said, that's a question I think out of my pay grade. But Frazier does a hell of a job, you know, commanding the room, getting guys ready to play, you know. And you know, I think he could be a head coach anywhere in the league. But, you know, I'm happy he's here with us.
I was going to say, you beat me to the punch. What are the qualities that would make him an effective head coach?
And he's just a leader. He wants the best for his players. He's a player's coach. You know, he puts confidence in guys. You know, he'll tell you if you're not doing something right, and he'll credit you for doing something for doing the right job. So, you know, he's a coach that has helped me excel throughout my career, my four years here. I learned a lot about the game through Frazier. So, like I said, I'm happy he's on our team.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan, Pat Freeman from 105.5 The Beat. How you doing today?
I'm doing, Pat. How are you?
All right. I've got a question. You and Micah have been integral parts of the run support throughout the year and done a great job in the later part of the season. How much of a challenge is it going to be this week when you've got a guy like Travis Kelce on the other end?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this NFL obviously is going to be a challenge each and every week. You know, talking more specifically this week, you know, like you said, it's not just 87. They got other guys on that side of football that can make a lot of plays, and it's not just Hill either. You know, 17 is taking tops off. He's getting the ball in his hands and making plays. Obviously, Pat Mahomes out of the pocket being able to make plays. And so it's going to be a happy medium trying to figure out ways and try to figure out how they're attacking us, and might be a chess match within the game. So, you know, I know one thing, we're going to have to play very physical.
My last question to you real quick, Jordan, just to follow up about Leslie Frazier. I've covered this league for 27 years. He's one of the most respected coaches in the NFL and players. I remember you guys played Washington last year. Adrian Peterson came across the hall just to greet him. What type of coach has he been for you the last few years?
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of uncertainty and doubt in myself when I came to Buffalo in 2017, and he's just done nothing but, you know, build my confidence up as a person and as a player, and continuing to find ways to help me be better, like I said, still as a person, as a player. And like you said, he's got all the respect around the league, around the guys in the room. And so when he talks, you listen. It's something that when a man's in the front of the room and he's speaking, everybody's quiet. That's the type of respect that he has in our room, and I know around the league too. So, like I said earlier, I'm happy he's on our team. I definitely believe he could be a head coach anywhere around this league.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Hey, Jordan. Eric Wilson, WKII. Just got a quick question for you. You know, on paper, when you look at both the defenses between Buffalo and Kansas City, you guys are pretty much evenly matched. What is the one difference that people are noticing about Buffalo's defense that maybe some people don't recognize?
I mean, you know, a lot of the guys in this defense have been playing together for 3-4 years now. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that maybe the naked eye doesn't see that, you know, us within the group just have an understanding for each other within the defense, you know, and some stuff doesn't really even need to be communicated just because me and Tre'Davious have been playing for, this is our fourth year now, you know, I can just look at him and within a call and just, you know exactly where he's going to be and where I'm supposed to be. So, you know, I think just the camaraderie of the guys, you know, we all met up in DC in the offseason. We were talking about this earlier. It was June. It was like June. Our defense met at Jano's crib, just going over plays, just going over stuff, hanging out. And then, you know, 2 weeks, everybody came back here before training camp. We were out of the high school doing this, kind of the same thing all together. And now you look 6 months later, and, you know, at the time, you're kind of like, you know, why are we doing this? You know, I know some of the younger guys are like, why the hell are we out here doing this? But you look back and you're like, you know, this is the reason why. You know, we're here sitting. We put all that work in the offseason. You know, we came together and had our struggles throughout the season, and we're here right now. So it's a really close group of guys I'll probably never forget. I think we want it more. I think we want it more.
And along the lines of Coach Frazier as well, he's been in this situation 4 times. Has there been an underlying message to you guys this week on the defense about really embracing this moment?
Yeah, embrace it. Embrace the moment. You know, of course, at the same time, you know, don't change who you are. Don't, you know, try to do something that is different, that you don't, I don't know. It's football, you know, trusting your skills, trusting your technique. It's the same game you've been playing your whole life. You know, you don't got to go out there and try to be somebody you're not. You know, go out there, execute your job within the defense, and the rest will take care of itself. That was really kind of the message that he sent.
Hey, Jordan, it's John. How does Matt Milano being healthy and playing in this game the second time around change the dynamic for your defense against this offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, it allows us to do some things that, you know, that are different, that we are doing differently on the back end. You know, he's just massive ball player, man. He's gonna see the ball, get ball. He's going to make big hits. He's going to make plays on the football. So, you know, we're lucky to have him back this next go around.
I know you guys are an incredibly confident group. There is some people that think maybe you don't want to get beat deep, or you get scared of an offense because you know how good Mahomes and them are. What is the balance of respecting what they can do and the dynamic, but also staying within yourself and confident and sticking to your guys' game plan?
Yeah, I think that comes back to our preparation throughout the week. You know, understanding ways they're trying to attack us, understanding the location of 87 and 10, where they are, and just understanding your role within that particular call. And, you know, not playing scared, but also just playing smart and having good keys. But I also think it always comes back down to your preparation. I think made a really good day of practice today. So just continue to prepare throughout the week, and it'll take care of itself on Sunday.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Hey, Jordan, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. Just want to get your reaction when you watch that Terrence interception back on film and you see Tre'Davious sprinting down there to kind of give him that key block on Lamar to get him into the end zone. What's that say about Trey as a player and as a teammate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Tre'Davious, I think anybody in that position would have laid the same block. You know, fortunately, it was Tre'Davious. And, you know, that's just who we are as a defense. You know, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Doesn't matter who makes the play. You know, we're all riding with each other. And just that alone just shows it right there. Tre'Davious out in front. We block for Terrence, try to get him in the end zone. That just shows the type of defense that we are.
And then, secondly, Jordan, I wanted to ask you about a game. I'm going to ask you to go back in your memory bank. But back in 2017, you guys – we're on a 3-game losing streak, and it wasn't pretty. You actually went into Kansas City, though, and got a win, kind of saved your season, and then propelled you into the playoffs. I'm curious what you maybe learned about your head coach during that stretch of that week, because things had been going about as bad as they could have. And, you know, like I said, you were able to go in and get a big win and turn your season around. What did you maybe learn from that week and that game about Sean?
Yeah, I mean – obviously, like I said earlier, it's just a resilient group, and it starts from the top. You know, Sean, you know, he throughout that 3-game losing streak, I'm sure nobody was feeling good, but he had to be the one to bring everybody together and continue to keep guys together to go into Kansas City and win that game. And that was a game Tre'Davious had to pick at the end, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows right there, you know, the type of group that he installs since the beginning. And, you know, we've only grown from then.
Cool. Thanks, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. It's Kim Jones from NFL Network.
How you doing, Kim?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. When you buy into the 111 thing, A, how important is that? And what does it mean now that you're in the position you are going into the AFC Championship game? What does that 111th truly represent in your mind?
It really means one thing, is just doing your job. You know, because the defense, when you talk about defensively, 111th, you know, one guy is out of his gap in A-man front, you know, if one guy tries to peek on, you know, out of his gap and that ball hits downhill, you know, that's what we're talking about, 111th. So really, it's nothing more than just doing your job within each and every play. And you know, the rest will take care of itself. That's when our defense is extremely, extremely good, when everybody's key on key, doing their job. And like I was saying earlier, it doesn't matter who makes the play. You know, we're all in it. We're all in it together.
Was there ever a moment this year, Jordan, with the couple of Hail Marys we saw, with a couple of the broken down, you know, where your defense maybe broke down and gave up a big play? Was there ever a moment that any of you thought maybe this isn't our year?
Hell no. No. And I really think, especially after the Arizona game, it was even more clear, like, just how much of a hoax, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, that's not us. We're better than that. Like, let's go, you know? And so, and I don't think we've lost the game since that play.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just a resilient group of guys. We've been through the ups and downs in this NFL. You know, you're going to have ebbs and flows throughout a season, throughout a game. And we've shown we've been able to handle that, not just through a game, but throughout a season.
I really appreciate that answer. It wouldn't have gone that way with every team in this league. And I think we both know that, but thank you very much, Jordan.
Thanks, Cam. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Hey, Jordan. Good to see you. Dante Lasting. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Coach McDermott, Frazier, and Dable have coached in a combined 18 championship games. With a relatively young roster with some veteran players like yourself, how important is to have multiple coaches with years of experience playing in championship weekend?
I mean, I didn't know that was good. That's a great stat. But, I mean, I think that any experience that you have from your coaches and players will help. I've never been in this game before. But, you know, just hearing from guys who have played in this game, you know, it's like I said earlier, it's just football. It's the same game you've been playing your whole life. Obviously, the stakes are a little higher. But, you know, just being able to trust in your skills, trust in your technique, trust in the coaching, I think that is the main key that all the people that have played in this game are telling everybody.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Jordan, I think I'm going to close it out. You know, these last couple of years, we've talked about how serious you and Trey and Micah and some of the guys who were around from the start, I guess, of this new regime take this. And obviously now you're one win away from the Super Bowl. So I'm wondering if there's one thing maybe that you've noticed more than anything that's changed back from when you guys got here to now.
I think from 2017, I feel like we had no business being in the playoffs. We just got, you know, just kind of got lucky getting in. And we didn't at that time, we didn't know we were a good football team. I don't even think we believed that we were a good football team. I think the biggest difference now is guys understand that we are a good football team. And, you know, if we play at a high level, we can play with anybody in this league. So I think that might be the biggest difference. And I think I've said it all season long. It's just continuing to build our confidence, not in a cocky way, but just understanding, you know, hey, we go out here and we execute to our best and play at our best. There's nobody that can play with us. And so, I think that we take that one day at a time approach, getting better each day, and then trusting in our technique and trusting in our skills. Come Sunday, be all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.